Welcome to the Body Talks podcast with me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan. I'm a chiropractor extraordinaire who speaks the language of the body, not to be confused with body language. Join me on this show as I disrupt current beliefs about where health comes from and how you can discover your greatest health potential without having to spend hours away from your life's work in order to do so. Because reaching these levels of health is possible once you learn how to carry on a dialogue with the greatest creation to ever exist, the human body. By tuning into the whispers your body speaks and addressing them, you avoid the potential damage that is created when the body begins to scream, allowing you to experience healing in a whole new way. This show will guide you towards true health so you can continue to change the world. Your body holds the answers. I'm here to help you discover them on the Body Talks podcast, starting now. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the very first episode of The Body Talks with me, Dr. Brooke. I am so grateful to be with you here today. And to get started on this very first episode, I'd like to share a little bit about me and how I got started on this journey to becoming what you know me as, a chiropractor extraordinaire. So in order to do so, I'm going to have to rewind the clock a little bit to the age of 2 years old. At the age of 2 years old, I was diagnosed with a mild form of cerebral palsy, which affects the entire right side of my body and really caused me to experience a lot of self-doubt and self-worth issues growing up. You know, I walked a little differently than most kids, and I did things a little bit differently than most kids, but I wasn't, you know, disabled enough to be hanging out with the disabled people, and I wasn't normal enough to be hanging out with the quote unquote normal people. And so I lived in this state of unknowing, in this state of really not knowing who I was, my worth, and all of that kind of stuff. So fast forward, you know, into my young adult years, I got involved with a person who wasn't my person. This relationship was very verbally and emotionally abusive, and it continued to really replay or really kind of solidify for me those self-worth issues that I carried with me from a very young age. And it wasn't until I was pregnant with my child, who at this point in time of recording is 10 years old. It is also the 51st anniversary of Earth Day. And, you know, it wasn't until her birth that I really started to transition and find healing and go on this healing journey of really discovering who I was. So how does chiropractic come in and how does chiropractic play a part in that? Well, I mentioned to you earlier in the episode about the diagnosis with cerebral palsy. And that is something, if you're not familiar, that happens as a result of trauma during the childbirth process, not necessarily during, you know, fetal development or anything like that. So I lost oxygen for a short amount of time during that birthing process when I was born. And so knowing that this could be a potential, you know, in my daughter's life as well, I really took all the precautions necessary to really learn about my body, be empowered about childbirth, and the things that I could do to avoid this from happening. So I set on a journey to, you know, really discovering what natural childbirth looks like, went to 12 weeks of coursework, really learned all these different things about the body and the whole, you know, giving birth process. So with that, we had a lactation consultant come in who spoke about chiropractic for babies and how babies really benefit from chiropractic care and as well as pregnant women. And it was almost like a light bulb had went off. Like, I'm like, whoa, I've never even heard of this before. I've never even experienced that before. And, you know, my mom was under chiropractic care for 10 years prior to that for a back injury she had. And it really kind of, that was my idea, right? That was my idea of chiropractic, like so many of us have, where, you know, you just go in and get spinal corrections made, or maybe you have a scoliosis or you hurt your hip or whatever. And that is what chiropractors are for. My world opened up so vastly when I heard her say that. And so that very next day, I called the chiropractor that my mom sees and made an appointment to come see him. And so that started my chiropractic journey and my chiropractic understanding that chiropractic is way more than just what we have kind of put in a framework or put in a box to understand it, just musculoskeletal issues or, you know, just back pain, shoulder pain, neck pain, you know, slept wrong, whatever, that it encompasses really, really, really diving deep into the nervous system and making sure everything is functioning, signals from the brain to the rest of the body, back up from the body to the brain, and that whole cycle, right? So I went to chiropractic to get my pelvis aligned, to make sure that my body was ready to bring this child into the world, right? To come earthside. And, you know, it was miraculous. It was amazing. It was the birth I could only ever have imagined to have. 4 hours, 12 minutes. That was it. She was out. That's almost unheard of for a first childbirth experience, you know, for a first mom. And so I really credit that to me being adjusted, me being aligned and ready for her to bring into this world. And so with that, you know, I was getting chiropractic care. She got chiropractic care. We got chiropractic care for a few years, you know, beyond that. And that chiropractor that adjusted me that very first time, who I continued to see and actually brought my newborn baby to, really was, you know, inspiring me to go to chiropractic school. And I told him he was crazy. I said, Dr. Matt, you are absolutely insane. I have cerebral palsy, remember? Do you remember that? It's so funny how we always tell ourselves these stories about ourselves and we define ourselves by these, you know, false realities. Looking back on it now, I can see that, but that was my messaging. That is what I said about myself. That is what I, you know, told the world about me. Every single time I got adjusted in there, I can't relax. My neck is so stiff because I have cerebral palsy, remember? As if that has something to do with it. But, you know, it's just funny how we tell ourselves these things that are totally not true about who we are. So with that, you know, I went on this journey of health and I would listen to every single health summit. I would listen to every single, you know, nutritionist, doctor, you know, coach, whoever it was, talk about health. They talked about health, what to eat. They talked about health, what supplements to take. They talked about health in so many regards. And I continued to get adjusted over and over and over. And it was amazing. And I thought that I was on this health journey. And I thought that I was like really redefining my health for my life. And I was to some extent. And that's what we're going to get to in the second part of this. But before starting into that, you know, I was on this journey. I was really, you know, looking to clear heavy metal toxicity and get detox properly and get my brain functioning, you know, in immaculate shape and doing all these things like massive dental work to remove like mercury amalgam fillings and doing all these things that I thought were right. And while they had a positive effect in my world, while they did make a huge difference, it wasn't the be all end all, because I knew deep down inside of me, there was still something more. There was still something there that I couldn't quite grasp, that I couldn't quite get a pinpoint on, that I couldn't quite get the right supplement, the right food, the right whatever it is to fix that. I went in for lab work. I went in for heavy metal toxicity work. I thought for sure I must have massive massive mercury toxicity. This was even before the amalgams came out. You know what? It showed that it was there, but it wasn't way off the charts and way high like I thought it was. The lab work, everything came back quote unquote normal, right? So discouraging. We find ourselves, I think so many of us, in situations where, you know, we know to the core of our being that there is something wrong, that, you know, we're not functioning as optimally as we can. And so, you know, I went on this journey, and I, through, you know, meeting other people and other chiropractors in my local area, I stumbled upon and was introduced to this amazing, amazing healer. And when I met this person and when I started to work with him, I remember vividly bringing him a big, huge bag of supplements going, "Hey, doc, this is everything that I'm taking. I'm doing this. I'm eating this. You know, I'm doing all of these different diets that are great for you, that are healthy for you. And what do I need to do?" And that visit with him transformed my entire life and my entire viewpoint of health. I did go to chiropractic school. I did become a chiropractor, but I didn't become a chiropractor that adjusts the spine and you know, does brain work. I became a chiropractor extraordinaire. And I'm going to share with you about that experience and what that truly means. What is a chiropractor extraordinaire? Have you even heard that term before? Yeah, you know, we'll briefly touch into that, and I will be back after this commercial break.
Can't get enough of Eye of Soul Radio? Join psychic medium Jamie every Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Take a deeper look at the raw side of spirit. Nothing is off limits. Connect with lost loved ones and explore these vulnerable subjects with the compassionate guidance of psychic medium Jamie. You are not alone. Eye of Soul, Thursdays at 5 p.m. Pacific, only on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm the host of Nothing But Now, Mindful Living with Dr. Mary Angela McGuire on Transformation Talk Radio. I share ideas, insights, and tools you can use to release yourself from fearful and negative thinking and live from a place of clarity and confidence. Please join me in each show where we challenge ourselves to change together. Please go to my website, McGuireLifeCoach.com. That's McGuireLifeCoach.com. See you next time.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
The Finder of Lost Things, exploring your superpowers of trust, healing, and transformation with me, Hannah Velton. When my brother Christian went missing, I completely denied my grief. We can either transform and transition, or we can stay stagnant. This podcast will uncover the process that Christian and I went on to find the lost things, him, and to find the parts of me that were missing. And there's things that are missing in you that prevent you from letting go, whether it's a person, a dream, a lifestyle. That process of trusting and finding the lost pieces and integrating them, that's where you get your sustainable transition that will carry on. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. You can find me at hannahvelton.online.
Welcome back. So as I was saying, a chiropractor extraordinaire, we are going to work on defining that in this segment, as well as learning and disrupting what your viewpoint of health really truly is. And I'll explain to you what happened in my evolution and my journey to discovering these truths for myself as well. So like I said, I went to his office, approached him with this huge bag of supplements. I was taking everything under the sun again, because I listened to all those health summits and I heard all those different people talking about all different things that were really great for you. And the reality, out of probably 25 different things I was taking on any given point in time, one supplement did I actually truly need. And guess what? The dose of what I was taking was too low of a dose for my body to even recognize. So we had to up the dose for my body to go, hey, yay, thank you. That's exactly what I needed. Now I can do my job. So oftentimes, you know, I feel like many, many, many of us who are on this journey to regaining and creating what our health looks like, we get this information from the media, from different fellow podcasters, right? From health coaches, from nutritionists, from functional medicine like workers, from traditional medicine, traditional Chinese medicine. All of that is beautiful. And they are going on and doing things that are completely contrary to what our Western medical viewpoint of medicine is. Side note, to make a little interjection here, my family, my grandfather was a medical doctor, neurosurgeon. Like seven of his brothers were also doctors, MD doctors. One of them founded this or discovered a condition that pregnant women get after childbirth. Interesting how my health journey started after childbirth or during childbirth, where, you know, the pituitary gland, a little gland up here that sits in the head, can really swell up, and it causes hormonal imbalances in women after having a child if they lose too much blood. That is called Sheehan syndrome. So they were very Western medicine, you know, journals published in all kinds of really big publications, doing all this great, great work in the early 40s and really trying to redefine what Western medicine looked like in those times. I remember hearing a story of my grandfather, which I find is so beautiful. He would always come down really, really, really hard on the female medical doctor or medical students and say, stop calling yourself a female doctor. You are a doctor. And I love that because, I mean, what he was sharing and what he was so passionate about back then is so, you know, prevalent to today's world where, you know, we're living in a world where, you know, it is okay for females to have careers and jobs and do all this stuff and to be a doctor. So I feel honored to be in their footsteps and to kind of really shift the other paradigm of health. You know, they were working on one paradigm and now talking about another paradigm. So to get back on point, you know, health, we really, really are looking at all these different things and we really are trying to get healthy, to redefine what health is. And we are looking to all these blogs and these avenues and to find the right answer. But I'm going to tell you right now, you will never find the answer to what true health is for you from any blog, from any doctor, from any nutritionist or health coach or any supplement or any book or any of that. Where true health will be found is when you learn to listen to the language that resides deep within you, to the language that your body is speaking every single day, looking for you to help it in doing its job. See, the body has been designed to be able to handle certain stresses that have been put on it. But we live in a very toxic world that sometimes the body is not able to adapt to its surroundings, to the environment, to the things that we're putting in it, right? And that causes stress on the system. And so it's forced to have to, you know, almost have a priority system going, okay, I can't take care of this detox thing until I handle all of the alcohol you just dumped into me, or I can't do this until this happens, right? Hormones are out of balance. I can't handle anything else. Like, forget losing weight. I gotta like get these hormones figured out. So the reality is so much of what we think we are doing with health is what we're doing in reality is throwing so much in us, so much around us, and so much at us that we are essentially overfilling our tank. Now, let me ask you this. The last time you went and filled up your tank, okay, I get it. Some of you guys are driving Teslas around and that's awesome. Absolutely love it. But I guarantee at one point you had a gas car. And you pulled up to a gas station to get gas in that vehicle. And it was blatantly up on the pump saying, do not overfill, right? They don't say that just because it's a great recommendation or, hey, you know, we don't want you to get too much gas because we want you to have to come back. They say that because there's problems that can happen as a result. Now, if we think of our bodies in the same way, we throw so much at it, inside of it, around it, hoping that, you know, rubbing this coconut oil on and taking these supplements and doing this aggressive workout is going to get me to that level of health, is going to get my body functioning and awesome. And I'm doing clear. I'm doing amazing. And my brain's functioning. And I'm just Wonder Woman. I'm going to biohack my way to living 120 years. The reality, people, the reality is you don't need what you think you need to really reach those optimal levels of health. And that's what we're going to be really, really breaking down in microscopic little pieces for different things about where health is truly found, where you can really get into like being intentional, into listening to that voice within, that voice that is looking for you to communicate with it. I work with patients all day long and I get to speak to their bodies and I get to encourage and share with them about, hey, you personally are doing X, Y, and Z. You're eating this food that you think is healthy for you. Let's just example eggs, right? A lot of people think eggs are healthy, which they are, depending on the type of egg, but eggs are healthy in general for you. But it doesn't mean eggs are right for everyone. It doesn't mean cashews are right for everyone. It doesn't even mean eating a salad is right for someone. Some people can't handle raw food. And so when we're going through this motion and we're going through, you know, at day-to-day life and we're looking to try to get the healing and the health that we know is possible, we have to understand that the body is speaking to us. The body is communicating with us and it shares or it communicates with us in whispers. It whispers, it talks to us before it actually starts screaming with full-on symptomatology, full-on cancer, disease, chronic inflammation, all these things that were avoidable, not because you were not taking enough supplements or because you weren't eating enough spinach or collard greens, not because you weren't working out 45 minutes a day instead of 30. These screams, these diseases are happening because the whispers weren't attended to, because you were not listening intently to what your body was saying. Now, I get to do this, like I said, with patients all day long and get to show them how the biochemical, the biology of who we are, the skin and bones, right? The blood running through us is incorporated with the energy that exists in the universe. There's so much more research coming out these days to show how the body is energetically affected by certain things, as well as chemically affected by things. And so by working with the biochemical and the bioenergetic aspect of the body, I'm able to tap in to communicate to the system, to the body, in a way that it understands, so it begins to reveal information. Now, as a chiropractor extraordinaire, I do adjust the spine. I do believe adjustments are necessary, but they're not the first thing. They may not even be the second thing, or the third, or the fourth, or the fifth thing in the treatment plan. They might be in the treatment plan for that particular patient, 6th, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th thing down the line, because the body will begin to unravel the specific treatment plan it needs to do the job that it's been designed to. Thank you so much for listening, to keeping your ears and heart and eyes open to understanding a new philosophy about health, to really considering what it looks like to have a communication and a dialogue with the greatest creation to ever exist, the human body. I look forward to sharing with you more in further episodes on different ways that the body is going to whisper to you. I want to share a beautiful quote that I think kind of sums up everything that I shared here today with you. And it goes like this: the body knows what the mind does not yet grasp, and it remembers. I want to say that one more time. The body knows what the mind does not yet grasp, and it remembers. It demands that understanding be established, and it demands that understanding be established, and there is simply no escaping that demand. Listen to your body, listen to the language that it's speaking, tune in with an intent ear, and really discover where health and true healing is found. Dr. Brooke, and I'm signing off for now. Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to the Body Talks podcast with me, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, where you're learning to pay close attention to the whispers your body is speaking so you can live a life fully expressed physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally without spending time and money on healthy items that aren't right for you. You're uniquely made, and your healthcare needs should reflect that. To learn more or how you can work with me, visit drbrookesheehan.com, that's Brooke without an E, and discover your answers today.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.